This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Investigators say the man in custody and charged in connection with Sunday's attempted assassination of former president and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump waited outside Trump's golf course for him for 12 hours. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody yesterday. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the shrubs of the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Upon news of another attempt on former President Trump, his Democratic opponent, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, said she was deeply disturbed by the incident and said everything should be done to ensure it does not lead to more violence. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement that his administration will continue to ensure that Secret Service has every resource, capability, and protective measure necessary to ensure the former president's continued safety. As he departed the White House Monday, Biden expressed his relief Trump was unharmed and said Congress should act.
One thing I want to make clear, the service needs more help, and I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more services. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
The Secret Service came under bipartisan scrutiny after Trump was shot in the ear during a July campaign rally. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the fourth-ranking U.S. Republican in the House of Representatives, raised similar questions Sunday, calling for a clear explanation of what happened in Florida. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is